Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
This episode is brought to you by our generous sponsor, Plastic, with a Q. That's P-L-A-S-T-I-Q, Plastic. Big thanks to them for sponsoring the podcast.
Hello, my friends. This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping physicians like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. And of course, one of my goals, which this podcast is designed around, is to try and help create 100 new physician multimillionaires to inspire you to do new things, try new things. And that is what we're talking about today. Now, before I get into the quarterly update, I would like to introduce a new segment, which I shall do at least once a month, and that is Bad Dad Jokes. Here is our bad dad joke for today, courtesy of Jared Easley. I am considering becoming an advocate for cyclists. They need a spokesman. Get it? Spokesman? Cyclist? Anyhow. I hope you love it. Bring a little smile to your day. Shake your head. Corny dad jokes. Gotta love them, right? So anyhow, my friends, today is the day that we focus on every quarter, giving an update, how things are going with my quarterly experiments, the podcast itself, the land flipping that I do, the mobile gaming kit business that I bought. How are things, these things going? Lessons learned, stories to tell all along the way. So let's dive right in. First thing with the podcast, I am pleased to announce we had our first sponsor ever for this podcast. And as a matter of fact, today I just got another inquiry from someone else possibly wanting to sponsor the podcast. So this is something that I've been giving and giving and giving without having any sponsorship outside of some of my own books and materials. And over the course of the next 6 months, I'm hoping to have that changed so that all of the time and effort spent into doing this podcast, that I am able to make some money to pay for the production, because I'm at the point now where I just don't have the time, and so I have to hire out people that edit the podcasts and get it out on a timely basis and post it so that I don't have to do that and can focus on things that help to provide money for me and my family. So that's my goal, to meet the cost of production on this podcast and hopefully even pocket some profits along the way if we can. So that was one thing that happened in this last quarter with the podcast. And in the future, We'll just see what happens. You know, whatever happens, happens. And if it doesn't, I am A-okay with it and continuing to keep on giving to you guys with great content. Now, let's move on to the next financial experiment, which is around the mobile gaming kit business that I bought in March of 2017. So going on a year and a few months ago now, I'm recording this right before 4th of July. So we literally just ended the second quarter. And the mobile gaming kit business has been steady, but continuing to disappoint a little bit. To give you an idea, we had April revenues. They were around $1,200, which were our lowest ever. In May was a great month. We had revenues of $5,300, which is the highest that we've had in a long time, and had a nice distribution for that month. And then June was a lot like April. I actually have to finish putting the spreadsheet together, but I'm guessing it was probably around $1,500, $1,600, something like that, the net to us, which I think the revenue was somewhere around $2,000 or so. So, but the exciting news is that I am expecting to have a significant bump in the revenue from this business. See, what happened in May was we had a wonderful gentleman who had contacted us and wants to engage us in some contract work. And so with this contract work, we are working with him, and subbing out development work to other people. So this is a perfect play of not having to do a whole lot of work on our end and being able to monetize off of someone else's expertise. And this could easily generate another $10,000 or $12,000 before the end of the year. And this gentleman already put down the initial deposit. So I'm very excited and very hopeful that this will lead to lots and lots and lots of opportunities as he's willing to sink in $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 into developing a mobile game. And then I have another inquiry from someone else over the last couple of weeks. He hasn't put down a deposit yet, but it seems to be someone that's pretty serious about wanting help. So looking forward to see if maybe with City Building Kit, our mobile gaming kit business, that we can really ratchet this up. So far, so good. It's not like we've lost money on any given month. We've never been forced to have to take money out of our pockets and put it in this particular business. The frustration and challenge still seems to be around the website and struggling with this desire to, one, get money out of the investment, and then number two, being able to reinvest in continuing to develop the product and develop the website. So our plans for this next quarter is to really rehash the website and to start adding content on a regular basis. And one thing I didn't realize when we bought this business was that it was on an old school FTP style website rather than WordPress, which is what I use for the podcast, what I use for the land flipping business, what I use for other things that I am involved with and have experience with. And so that's been frustrating for me. And so hopefully we're about to reduce the pain of that on a go-forward basis and to be able to move on. And so we'll see what happens with this. You know, my first goal was really to pay off the 0% interest rate credit card, which now we started out, I think, at $12,000. And so we've gotten $7,000, $8,000 of distributions in a little bit over a year. So now we're getting down to under $5,000 that we need to pay off. And that due date is coming up here in December that needs to be paid off by. So I might have to pay a little extra to get that puppy paid off. But then from here on out, the distributions that we do get from the business will just be adding to our income. Secondly, we are over a year now into the earnout of receiving money having to pay money on a monthly basis to the gentleman that we bought the business from based on the performance of it. So by March, we should be able to double, even triple our distributions when we no longer have that cost anymore. So I'm just looking to have this thing chug forward, do something in the next 5-6 months, and then we should really be able to get more money to our families and to enjoy all the investment and risk and time that we've put into this thing. Now, as you know, that particular business, it's something that I don't really have a huge passion for, but I enjoy. But the lingo is a little bit beyond me in terms of the language that programmers speak. And so we're going to be continuing to work on that, continue to try and outsource things. And hopefully by March, we can really crank this thing up another level and get higher and higher distributions. Or if it just peters out, you know, it's been slowly fading on a monthly basis in terms of income until this last May, where we had some nice revenue. So we'll see what happens. But I'm optimistic that I will have definitely gotten distributions to pay off the 0% interest rate credit card. And if that's all we do, then I just chalk it up to a lesson learned, and we just move on from there. Now, the third financial experiment that I have been doing so far is the latest thing that I have passion for, and that is the land flipping business. And this has really taken off for me, really seems to be working well. So I'm happy to report that there's been a lot of activity. In the second quarter, let me break it down for you, the properties that I bought. I bought 17 properties in April of 2018. I bought two properties in May of 2018, and I bought then 11 properties in June of 2018. So I bought a total of 30 properties in 3 months, an average of 10 a month, which I had a goal of buying four. So I've killed it in my goals in terms of what I wanted to buy. Now, what about selling, right? So I buy all this stuff. What about selling it? Well, I have sold 11 properties in April, 11 properties in May, and then 5 properties in June. Total of 27 properties. So I'm happy to report the experiment seems to be going fantastically. At this particular stage, with having sold now, we've bought 50 properties. We've sold 39 of those 50. And now, in terms of my expected return, I've invested about $66,000 in buying different pieces of land. 66 grand I have now invested, spread across 50 different, actually, I'm sorry, the $66,000 is over the properties that I've sold. So that's 39 properties that I've sold now. And my expected return, which includes some cash I've already received, some I have not, is $240,000. So assuming everything works out here and people pay monthly from cash I've already received from cash sales as well as monthly payments, I'm expecting to get about $170,000 in additional assets in my pocket, additional cash in my pocket. And of that 240 grand, about 190 comes from those monthly paying folks, to give you an idea. So something like on the notes, a rate of return, I'm expecting about 350% spread over, in many cases, let's say 6, 7, 8 years, which on a monthly basis, when you add all of that up, I have 23 separate people paying me for their properties. That adds up to about $4,200 of revenue monthly, of which $1,000 goes to paying property taxes, homeowners dues, water and sewer, and all of those kinds of costs. And then left over to me is about $3,100 a month coming in every single month right now.
And now let's take a moment for a quick commercial break. My friends, when it comes to running your medical practice, you are the boss. And it's tough running those day-to-day operations and making sure there's enough money to pay the bills. And that's why Plastiq can help you with your business and cash flow, making everything run smoothly. And that's because Plastiq, that's Plastiq with a Q, lets you pay virtually any business expense with a credit card, from suppliers to contractors to your commercial lease. And you're still earning cash back. You're earning points, you're earning rewards every time you use Plastiq. Go to plastiq.com/physicians today. And when you sign up and make your first payment up to $1,000, Plastiq will waive the transaction fee. That's PlasTiq. Again, my friends, PlasTiq, Plastiq with a Q, .com/physicians. And now, back to the show.
And what happened in Q2 of 2018 was I had gone on a huge buying spree in March and April. And so much so that I said, oh my gosh, I need to slow things down. I'm running out of the cash that I want to invest in land. And so I stopped sending out letters by around end of March 2018. I bought 3 properties at an auction in Klamath County, Oregon. So I went down to Oregon and picked up 3 different properties in an auction, which was just fascinating. So I go and I had registered a few weeks ahead of time. I was in for a business trip in the Pacific Northwest and moseyed on down to Southern Oregon. And when I get there, I was thinking, okay, there might be a few people in this room. And I'm there early. And there was a line already of probably 20 people. And I'm probably the 21st in line. And then the line grows and grows and grows. There was something like 50, 60, 70 people would be my guess, that we're going to be at the auction. So we all go in, we go upstairs to a room, and it was packed. Standing room only at this auction at 9 a.m. in the morning. And they started right on time, started auctioning off raw land properties, and people were bidding crazy, just crazy numbers, in my opinion, on various properties. And what I found interesting was after about an hour ended, the room started emptying out. Another hour got less and less. And finally, properties started coming back down to earth. And I found a few properties that I bought. And they were all about $1,000 each. I spent a total of $3,500 at the auction. And then turned around, came back home. I was hoping to get to about $4,000 to $5,000, so I didn't spend quite what I had targeted, but I bought at the prices that I wanted to buy, where I knew other people had similar properties on their website for about $4,500, $4,500. So I knew, hey, if I can flip this and get a $3,000 profit, I'll be sitting pretty well. And what had happened since the auction is I have sold all those properties, all three of them on monthly notes. And just in the first month, they've already paid me about $2,000 or so altogether. So I'm already gotten back most of my money with the plan that I keep on receiving monthly payments of about, let's call it $400 a month for at least 2 years. And then one of them pays off and then the rest keep on going. So I'm so excited about how well that went. I had stopped the mailing, as I mentioned. And so when it came to May, I had sold several properties, but I had an inventory of about 10. And I started selling more and more. And I got to the point where I only had one property in inventory by the time I got to the beginning of June. And I sensed this in the middle of May, so I started mailing again. And by the end of June, I ended up acquiring, as you can see, another 11 properties, and my mailing is just now really hitting full stride. I have about 10 more properties I can buy, hopefully in the next week or two. And I really haven't turned on the marketing machine quite yet. As I found, my time has been a bit stretched. I ran into some personnel things where some people had to take a leave of absence for personal reasons. And so we just had to come back and struggle through running all of these different things at the same time while still being able to spend time with my family. So I think that's been a major challenge. The good news is financially, everything's working fantastically with the land business. And I now have a whole bunch of money in the bank. I have about $30,000 right this second that I could invest in land. And so I'm looking to do this over and over and over again and crank up my expenses to be able to sell more properties quicker so I can continue this buying cycle and let this grow and grow and grow. If I could happen to buy another 50 properties in the second half of the year, I should, hopefully, cross the fingers here, be able to generate another $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month, which might even lead me to my goal that I was really hoping to do of about $10,000 a month revenue, which included cash sales. And so I think I'm on the track to do that. One of the other challenges that happened in the second quarter is this wonderful, beautiful area called Forbes Park in Costilla County. It got set on fire. There was a gentleman who purposely started an arson just to the west of this subdivision in southern Colorado. And here I had bought and sold several properties. I actually fell in love with this. I was thinking of possibly holding onto some land there myself in the long term. And unfortunately, this really devastated me to a degree. Luckily, no one has been hurt in this fire, but I keep looking for news. My heart hurts for folks who lost their houses and having to start over. And this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful area that has been burned to ash. and is going to need a lot of time and rain to regrow to what it was. So that is something totally unexpected that I never would have thought that I would really be dealing with. And so certainly every business has its challenges. There's a chance, you know, maybe people end up returning some properties to me, which certainly could happen. I believe it's still a gorgeous area and it will grow back, but it might take a few years for that to happen. Right this second, the fire hasn't touched, it appears, the majority of the properties that I have sold, but I would hazard a guess that it's probably going to continue to spread as there's lots and lots of trees and lots of fuel that the fire could spread to. I'm hoping it won't, but we'll just see what happens. And so, my friends, that is what has been happening with my quarterly experiments. There's been challenges. There's been a lot of success. And I'm looking forward to seeing this thing grow and grow and grow and get more and more help with the business to the point that I end up only having to write checks and sign things and do the parts that I really, really enjoy. Because it is no lie, this business is a lot of work as you are getting started. It takes a lot of time and effort and energy to understand it and check it out and to understand what it's like to run this kind of business. But I encourage you, as you listen to me here, as you look at your finances, don't be afraid to try something. Don't be afraid to take some risk, whether you want to establish a surgery center or whether you want to buy your first piece of residential real estate and rent it, or whether you want to flip land, or whether you want to buy an online business. Don't be afraid to take some risk and try and see what happens. And I would just encourage you, if you're not familiar with this, is your first time doing something, try and take a minimal amount of risk. You know, if you're going to buy a rental place, maybe consider a condo rather than a single family home. Or find properties on auction that you could buy at a deep discount. Or do something where you could minimize your overall risk in this situation. And so, my friends, try it. Go for new things. Don't be afraid to experiment. This is something that I believe you can do, and this is something that will help to give you those rivers of income to supplement the piles of cash as you have it going on, so that way you can pass on to your kids, pass on to charities, pass on to good causes, generational wealth to help impact and make a difference in this world. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Remember, my friends, remember to slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle.
All right, my friends, well, that wraps up the episode for today. Hope you picked up some great nuggets in our episode. And I want to make sure just to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Plastic. Plastic with a Q. Make sure to check them out so they can help make your practice get to the next level, to keep your business running smoothly. Check them out at plastiq.com/physicians. Again, visit them right now. Plastic, plastiq.com/physicians.